For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining us on, I was going to say all day, I hope you do, on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Tuesday morning. Good morning to you out there. I pray you're doing great. Quick reminder, it's Partner Month, all month of November. Please join us if you feel we have blessed you in some way. We endeavor to do many new projects coming up. You can go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and get all that information. We just want to keep serving you. And to the best of our ability, we want to start putting things on podcasts, DVDs, expand the website, just all kinds of things for you. I hope you love that. December 13th, Christmas luncheon. Please come. We are filling that thing up. You can book by table if you want. We are going to have a blast. I have something to give to every person who attends. And then January 17th, join us for our New Year teaching, Friday night at the Sheraton, number 4 Galleria Boulevard in Metairie. Talking about the power to remember, or remembering the right things in your life. You know, I have a little thought, and I believe it came from God. You remember where Paul says, look, when you're praying, yes, make your list. Yes, in all things, pray. But he also says, with thanksgiving. And I thought, wow, I'll bet I know why he says, make your petition known, you know, and everything you pray, but also do it with supplication of thanksgiving. I believe it's this. I was instructing a young girl this. I said, look, on the left-hand side of your paper, yes, go ahead and talk to God about your needs. But at the same time, that's a critical phrase. At the same time, you write down on the right-hand side your thanksgiving. And I believe it's to keep balance. If you only focus on the left-hand side, but God, you'll forget the right-hand side of supplication with thanksgiving, all the good he has already done. It keeps you, for me, in a balance of, oh man, that's true. He did do that last week. He did do that last month. Oh, that's right. He did do that 10 years ago. You follow what I'm saying? Joshua 4:7, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. Joshua says, look, this is a big deal going down here. We're crossing the Jordan. I want you to remember what the Lord your God is doing for you. I want you to pass it on to further generations. 1 Samuel, what about David? Saul says, you're not going to go against Goliath. David says, look, Saul, what does he start to do? He starts to remember how God met him in the past. Saul, I faced a lion and a bear. You know, God helped me take him down. I'll face this uncircumcised Philistine. What was he doing? Remembering. 2 Timothy 1:5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you. Verse 6. As a result, Timothy, I now remind you, remembering the power of it. But you've got to remember the right things, my friend. In Numbers 11, the children of Israel remembered the fish and the leeks and the garlic and the melons, but they quickly forgot the bondage, the slavery, the cruel taskmasters. We've got to remember the right things, not the wrong things. More tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.